day. This is John Thomas. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, and you really should, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. You know, I've been promising you, if you've been listening to my podcast, that a time will come that you realize you no longer have to be fat. People say, John, what's it like? I just can't imagine. How could that possibly be? I've been fat for years, decades maybe. I know I'm keeping myself fat, but I can't do anything about it. What's it going to be like? Well, let's stay where you are. Let's figure out where you are and then where you're going to get to. Look, you're overweight, or you wouldn't be listening. Maybe call yourself fat. You made yourself unhappy. You do not like being fat. You do not like being overweight. When you look in the mirror, you're unhappy. Your friends tell you you're fat, but you really don't need their help to know that you're fat and you're overweight. A lot of people get offended when I use the word fat. Well, let's use overweight. Whatever word you want, but I'll call it fat because it's simpler. The problem is, you see, you can't stop eating. You just can't change. You go on a diet for a while. You try to restrict your eating, some eating program. A few pounds come off, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, you gain the weight back. Now, you say you have a lot of reasons, a lot of excuses. Your downfall is chocolate. Oh, maybe it's your aunt's cherry pie. Oh, when you go out, you have to eat two portions. It's so good, you simply have to keep shoveling all that food into your mouth. Again, remember, you do not want it in your system. You want it in your mouth. You have to have two portions. A lot of desserts. You go to too many restaurants, you can't resist all the wonderful dishes they have on the menu. It's hopeless. In your mind, you're resigned to being fat. You know that no matter how many diets you go on, how many eating programs you go to, how many meetings you attend, how many books you read, you're always going to be fat. The fact is, you are in emotional bondage to food. You have made yourself comfortable being fat because being fat enables you to put all the food in your mouth emotionally that you think you need. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast and following what I'm telling you, you will realize that why you are making yourself fat and keeping yourself fat. You will know that you have to tell yourself the truth. Don't have to tell anybody else. Don't tell me. It's not a test. Tell yourself the truth about why you're putting all that food in your mouth. Analyze your eating. It's just you. When you go to breakfast, why are you eating all the things you do? How about lunch? How about dinner? How about snacks? How about football games, baseball games? How about the theater? You know what you're doing, but you have to tell yourself the truth about it. The truth is that it's the emotional reaction you get from food. You put maybe chocolate or other food in your mouth, it makes you feel better for a while. It makes you feel less anxious. When you get nervous, you take food. You don't seem to be able to stop. Well, if you do what I'm telling you, and by the way, it's for free. I don't want a penny of your money. Save your money. You'll need it for a new wardrobe. One day, you will say, oh my gosh, I realize now this whole thing is stupid. This is just a mistake. The light will go on. You say, oh my, I've analyzed my eating. I realize, just for emotional reasons, and because of what John's told me, I no longer need all that food. You're going to be free. Free from the bondage of food. Free from the need to keep putting all that food in your mouth. It's an incredible feeling. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you realize what you've been doing. You realize you don't have to do that anymore. The minute you realize that, you say, wait a minute. If I don't have to keep putting all that food in my mouth, I can just put as much food as I want in my mouth without any emotional significance, without any emotional deprivation, then you're free. And then you say, wow, this is terrific. If I no longer have an emotional reaction or emotional need for food, I can just put whatever food I want in my mouth for logical reasons. Wow, what a deal. You no longer will be seduced by chocolate or buffets or your aunt's chocolate cake or cherry pie or three desserts or what restaurants have on their menu. You will realize the food no longer has any emotional significance. It is just food. It's there for nourishment. That's fundamentally what food is for. But if you ate the food that it was just necessary for your nourishment, you wouldn't be fat. You're eating a lot more food than your body needs. That's the problem. It's not going to be any more. Now you say to yourself, you're going to say, well, my gosh, why would I ever put more food in my mouth than I need for nourishment, because that's going to make me fat. By the way, let me really emphasize, this is not a diet. Nobody's telling you what to do. I'm not telling you what to do in terms of how much food to eat. You'll make the decision easily. But you say to yourself, you know, if I put all this food in my mouth, I'm going to be fat or make myself fat. And I don't want to do that. So you will say, hey, listen, I don't need that chocolate cake. I'm not going to miss it. I know it tastes good for a little while, but I don't need it. You no longer need it. You are going to make yourself happy. When you look at all that food, you say, well, if I put it all in my mouth, I'll be unhappy. And you know you will. Right now, you're in bondage to food. You're locked all the way. You have no choice. You have absolutely no choice right now, because you have an emotional need which your willpower will never trump. Once you eliminate the emotional need, if you follow what I'm telling you, you won't care about the food. It is just food. You will say to yourself, I'm not going to do anything that makes me unhappy. I'm not going to put any food in my mouth that is going to make me unhappy. Well, if you do that, that means you're not going to be fat. And when you say, all right, I want to weigh 20 or 30 or 50 pounds less, it'll be simple. Why, it's not a diet. Two, you don't miss the food. Three, why would you care about the food if it makes you unhappy? That's the logical part. You won't be seduced by a buffet. You really won't care. Imagine that, not caring about the food, not needing the food. Keep in mind, it's not a diet. I'm not telling you what to eat. You decide what to eat. But you can decide logically, not emotionally. Your decision will be based on, say, I don't want to be fat anymore. I think I'll eat less for a few days. Or I'll eat differently for a few days, or a month, or 2 months. You see, the trick is, the fundamental issue that I'm dealing with and telling you about is you are in bondage to your emotional needs. You have emotional needs which you're trying to satisfy with food. If you're fat, let me tell you again, you do not have a weight problem. You have a problem in satisfying your emotional needs. We're going to cut off. We're going to divorce your emotional needs from food. Once that's done, you are a free person. And you say to yourself, this is thrilling. I can be anybody. I don't have to weigh 50 or 100 or 20 pounds too much. I can weigh anything I want. And that's true. It's exciting. It's dramatic. And it's thrilling. Let me tell you what I think people should do. I think we should have a TV station, television station, 24/7 about weight. Just weight. About why people do this, why people are fat, what the problem is, how to solve the problem. Again, exercise is not going to do a thing for you. Yeah, it's good. It's good. But you're not going to enable you to weigh less permanently. Neither will diets. Neither will going to meetings. You shouldn't have to pay a penny to be thin. It should all be free. Look, this is John Thomas. Stick with me. This is how you're going to feel. Just do what I'm telling you. It doesn't cost you a penny. All you have to do is tell yourself the truth. Imagine that. Just you. There is nobody else involved except you. So do it. Try it. This is what you'll feel like. You will feel free. It'll be exciting. It'll be thrilling. It'll be so liberating, because you know you're a free person and you can weigh anything you want. You will no longer have a weight problem. You will no longer have a problem with eating. It'll be simple. And you'll be a free person. And you can weigh, I will tell you again, anything you want. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll continue this on subsequent podcasts. Goodbye.